Well, the AI revolution is with us, and if you're not in it yet, you should be. We have a very special guest coming on to the District of 32 Business Insider Show. It is Christopher Murphy. This is going to be a really good show. Don't go anywhere. Well, having said that, Christopher, you're getting a very fast reputation as being the go-to guy for AI. Welcome to the show.
Thanks a million. Interesting topic, AI, so I'm happy to talk about it.
It's a fascinating topic. We were just talking just to get into it. Before I go there, let's have a snapshot of your business, C Solutions. We'll do that first, and then we'll have a good conversation.
Sure. So look, I have a business called C Solutions, and my motto in life is, and I've learned from a great mentor, is that there is a solution to every problem, and I truly believe it. And nowadays, especially with AI, there is many solutions to many problems much easier, right? But I suppose I started my business because I seen the way business coaching, business consultancy was going. And a lot of people have this cookie cutter approach that, like, you come into this program and do 12 weeks and I'll get you this and I'll get you that. But look, that works for some people, but doesn't work for everyone. Uh-huh. So what I do is see solutions. I approach it from a boutique point of view, where it takes up, yes, a lot of my time, but I give every business my different approach, so that, like, one approach won't work for A as it work for B. So for instance, I go into a business and I can see some of the holes and some of the things that are holding back the business, and I'm able to fill them with the business owner that particularly mightn't resonate with another business owner. So for one business could have a problem with their sales process.
Yes.
And could have another business could have a problem with not truly knowing their numbers, whereas it comes down to what's your pure profitability of your company. And some people really don't know that. Or what does it cost for you to get a lead? What does it cost for you to hire employee? Like, all the, when it comes down to the numbers of your business, people don't have a clue. Sometimes people don't have a clue about their sales process, their marketing process. And all I'm doing is using the years and years of me reading books, learning from the best, getting into businesses. Like, I went into one business and I helped the business go from $3.5 million to $7 million, literally by optimizing their sales processes. And I went in, revolutionized how they operated, how they spoke to people, brought in a system and a process, which I call the engine room, and it literally transformed their business within 12 months.
It is.
So,
yeah.
So, like, it just, so what I do, people always ask me, luckily in Perth, you know, I've got some big results with big companies and an Olympic athlete, and people know me from that. And then everyone asks me, what did you do with him? Like, what did you do with them? And I goes, look, it's not one, it is not one thing that's going to help you. It is a number of things that went into that. You also need the backing of a great team and a great business owner with a good mindset, and where he's not, he has a growth mindset. You know, that's another big value for me, that I want to be surrounding myself with good people that want to grow, want to learn. And I don't know everything, you know. I'm not going to tell you.
I think something's just gone wrong with your phone there, Christopher.
Passion and desire to help you become successful, because at the end of the day, you're the one that holds the key to success.
Christopher, have you put me on speaker or something?
Because as Tony Robbins says, the reason why the business is stuck is because the business owner is there trying to control everything. They know all the things they've got. And yes, they're great because they got to a certain degree, but they can't go beyond that, because they only know what they know.
You know, one of the things, you know, I listened to your talk there, Christopher, and one thing that always impresses me, and I think people say, how did you get this knowledge? But I think it's the years of experience that you've had and the business journeys you've been along. Can you tell us a little bit about that pathway that's brought you to where you are now?
Yeah, for sure. Well, look, when I was growing up, people say they want to be like a fireman, a policeman, stuff like that. I said I wanted to be a businessman. I've seen people in suits and briefcases. I've watched, you know, movies, and you see the people with the suits and stuff like that. They have the big lives, the nice cars, the flashy houses, and I was attracted to that, you know, and I liked flashy things growing up. And I just became a questionologist, you can call it. So growing up, I used to ask people, you know, how did I get there? What did they do? What mistakes they made? Drive people mad now, because I would just question everything. Like, even as a young age, drive my parents mad, go, why? Why is this? Why? And I suppose for me, when I see it now, like, I looked at everything from two sides. You know, I always look at the left. I always look at the right. And then for me, then I'm able to make a decision and also see it from both perspectives. Oh, that's why they think that way, because of this way. And that's how they see it this way, because of this way. Right. So for me, it's just gathering all this all these perspectives, and just I was able to create this thing. I suppose growing up then, my first job coming out of college was to, I went to my uncle to ask him to teach me to be a business development manager. I wanted to be a salesman. So he said, yeah, I'll let you come into my company, but I'm not going to pay you. He said, I'll give you a car and stuff like that, but I'm not going to pay any money till about 6 months till you hit this KPI. I said, sure, no problem. Within 3 months, I was able to hit it. So he gave me the van, the fuel card, a phone, a wage. Within 3 months, I was able to hit it. So I was off the road, 22 years of age, and I was Snap Printing's business development manager for South Tipperary and Waterford, where I'm from. So from there, then that kind of introduced me to the whole world of business development, sales. And then, yeah, through my journey, went from there, went into telephone sales. Then after that, then I went into becoming a PR manager for a nightclub. And then I ran a nightclub. And then I did a few events companies. And then from there, then I moved to Dubai as a sales director. And then from there, then I moved to Australia and started working in the solar industry as sales. And then obviously, when I came to Australia, I got massively into research and study mode because obviously I gave up drinking when I turned 30 as well. So that was 8 years ago. And I just went all into spending my money on courses, became a business coach, a health coach, a life coach, did all of Tony Robbins's courses, did all of the business courses that you could do online. And then I got my first job as a business and change coach internally in the business. After doing the solar company. And then obviously that was when I revolutionized the business. I brought it from $3.5 million to $7 million in a year. And then that just opened up the door then for me to go into a gym. Then I helped the gym reach the highest amount of members they've had in 8 years. And they were able to have a really nice profitable business and go on their holidays. Then I went to a food distribution company, helped them go from about a 3% profit up to about 15% profit. And then I went and helped an Olympic athlete. I helped her break the record to become the number one woman of time in Australia through mindset work and different modalities. So you can see the kind of results. I've just been going and going and going. And for me, I suppose, as I said to you, once I gave up the whole alcohol thing and just started spending time on myself, reading thousands of books, listening. Like every second I would get, I was starting my morning routine. There was an Audible in my ear, or a Tony Robbins course in my ear, or a Joe Dispenza, or something to do with mindset or business was literally in my ear every, like I'd say I did my, I call it the life of university I've spent in the last 8 years, literally turning my life right around.
I think the one thing that strikes me when, and I've seen you speak as well, is all those courses and all that listening. I think what, and Tony Robbins says this, it's your answers and the success is going to become from the quality of your questions. And one thing you're really, really good at is the quality of your questions, the quality of your instruction. And if we swing that to the AI revolution that has happened, some of people are not on board with it yet. This is a skill set you really help companies with that just going, I got no idea. How do I get the answers out of these computers or this AI? How did you fall into AI? What was it that brought you there, and how is this working for you now?
Again, great question. So my mind, my modality is always, I'm always trying to be 10 steps ahead, right, in life. Again, I'm running all the time. That's why sometimes I find it hard to chill out. I don't remember the last time I could sit down and watch something from a movie from start to finish without looking at my phone or get my mind going, thinking about the world, So I'm always thinking about solutions, literally. So when it comes to the AI mode, I literally seen it cropping up. Because obviously I pay attention to what's going on in technology because it's one of the fastest moving industries in the world, and I'm always looking for efficiencies in life. Anything that can help me or my clients do something better. So AI started coming up, and obviously the ChatGPT just started kind of going, like you could hear it coming about in some of the places I would, in some of the forums I was involved in and newsletters and stuff. So then I just literally was listening to a guy talk about the basics of AI and, prompt engineering and what does it mean and what's the future look like. And he literally said, and it stuck to me, he said, whatever you do in this, he said, spend 20 to 30 minutes a day on how this ChatGPT AI can revolutionize your life, and literally play with it as if it was you're picking up a guitar or an instrument or going to the gym and go and do your reps for the first time. I was like, all right, wow. So I literally started as if I was a basic, started like listening to people and just started playing around with myself. And it literally revolutionized how I operate and how I was able to function my days and even proposals, questioning things I had, and just structuring things. Like even when I showed G in the talk about doing your social media posting, I remember I used to have to sit down with my VA and think about, oh my God, what am I going to do for the whole month, what way should it be? And then, you get into question mode, you'd be questioning yourself, is that enough, good enough for the week, or is that whatever? But this was able to do it like in minutes. I showed you, like, I set you a whole month and you could just use that framework and then also put into a table format so that you can send to your VA and go, there's my table, these are the links to it. And it just literally, that things that took hours can literally take minutes. Like, that's great. Like, for me, that is the biggest win. Things that used to take hours can now take minutes and sometimes seconds, right? That's the biggest thing.
And I think that's one of the things, every business owner that I speak to, one of their biggest gripes, and it's probably a wrong word to use, but their biggest comments always, my time just disappears. People say, oh, you have a work-life balance, and most of the business owners, especially when they first start out, are going, that's a joke, that just doesn't happen. And even when they're in business for too long, their work-life balance just isn't there. They say, I just don't have enough time. If one thing this is doing, it's giving people back time. If that was all they did for you, it's absolutely massive.
Yeah, 100%. Look, even to the degree, as I was saying to people about, like, you're like obviously being a solopreneur or an entrepreneur, your life, your like your daily life living, like all your admin tasks for your house plus your life, it actually can revolutionize your daily life too. By literally, you can say, can you weekly meal plan for me? I want to be gluten free, wheat free, dairy free, whatever you want, and this is what I want from, I want to have salmon in my breakfast, I want to have chicken in my lunch, and I want to be able to make the meals within five. You can be so specific. You can say, I want to be able to make the meals within 5 to 10 minutes and no cooking involved or whatever. You can be so specific, and it would literally do that for you. So even your life, I would even say, and then you can say, this is my meal plan. Can you now create a shopping list based off this meal plan that I need to go to the shop and buy it? Do you know what I mean? Like, instead of you actually looking up different tabs and stuff like that, you're literally like, it can literally be all done for you,
It's
And
amazing.
to another level degree, like with the ChatGPT 4, it literally has add-ons to it now that it can read, as you saw, to Excel sheets, it can read PDFs, it can read books, it can also, there's an app on it as well that it can plan your travel schedule. So say for instance you want to travel to Europe and you only had a budget of 10,000 or something for 3 weeks, and you want to do 12 flights and stay in hotels every night, and you want to keep it under a certain amount of budget, it will literally do that for you.
It's incredible,
You
isn't
know?
it?
Yeah, it's crazy.
You mentioned a phrase there, and I'm not quite sure if people have actually heard it, and it is prompt engineering. And I guess it's a new phrase that's coming out, and a lot of business owners might have heard it, may not have heard it, and be going, what is this? What's that all about?
Yeah, it's a good question. Look, it sounds very high tech when you say prompt engineering. I can see what engineering can come with
How many years at
the
uni do I
thought.
need?
Yeah, 100%. When you put the engineering into everything, that's why I like to kind of dumb it down. It's just basically it's explaining to the robot, which is AI, in the simplistic format of what you want, of what you need, sorry, of what you want to be specific, right? So prompt engineering essentially is you typing tasks or prompts into ChatGPT in a simplistic form to get out exactly what you need or want.
And do you need to know any coding? Like, back in the old, I mean, I'm a dinosaur, so I come from DOS when it was just a blinking cursor on a screen. You had to know the little symbols to put in to make it bold. And do you need to know any of that when you're writing the prompts, or are you writing it just as plain English?
No, it's literally writing it in plain English. I know, so that's again, that's might throw people off of it. By prompt engineer might need to see coding if you touch it, but it's literally not. It should be, I think the name should be changed a bit. So it can put people right on the task, but it's literally, if you were explaining to a 5-year-old or a 10-year-old or an intern, someone that you have to take a deep breath, slow down, and think about the task instead of just going, I want to raise for my new launch next Wednesday.
Right.
which that's okay, right? That's okay. But if you're sitting down with your marketing team or with your intern, you wouldn't be that kind of broad, right? You'd be a little bit like, okay, let's sit down and discuss this email campaign. But in that email campaign, we want to do five emails over a course of 4 weeks. And in each email, the first email needs to represent our brand and tell a story. And in that story, it needs to highlight three benefits, and also three costs to a business if they don't do work with us. The second email needs to just basically tell a story about the team and whatever. So that's how detailed you would be in it,
Right.
you know? So people kind of like put very broad things into it. And obviously with anything is what you give it is exactly what you'll get. So
Yeah.
the better you are at explaining it in specifics, the better you'll get. And even with ChatGPT, I didn't have time to go into it too much at the talk. I would have loved to have more time, which I didn't mention to Dean. Maybe I can do another one, but how you can play around with it. So look, you're not going to get every prompt like amazing, right? That's just not going to happen, right? Sometimes. So what will happen is that you'll read what that will give back to you. And you can actually say, thank you for your response. Maybe I did not detail exactly what I needed. Let me just go over again what I meant. What I truly meant was in email one, I only want you to talk about the sales process and our marketing team. And can you please be clear on that instruction? Did you understand what I said? And then it will say, yes, I just understand that. Okay, resume of that task.
Wow.
So you kind of have to speak to it. Like, so I say to someone, like, literally have a chat with it, like literally have
Yeah.
a talk with it and ask it, does it understand you? And ask it, did it get what you meant?
It was really interesting because you give the talk and you use please and thank you and you actually talk to it as you're talking. And someone actually from the audience said, oh, what are you doing that for? It's a computer. Well, I actually jumped online and asked that question online and I got it back. That it is scientifically now proven that if you use words like that and you use this is urgent, you use the please, and the actual thing does a better job for you.
Well, I just
And it's
feel it does
crazy.
better.
Yeah.
I just feel for myself too. It's like, it's like building a habit with like, this is a habit I'm creating now using this new tool. Okay. So
Yeah.
the habit I want to create with is if I'm having a talk with, like, if I was speaking to an intern, if I was speaking to somebody that I was hoping that would get what I meant and also to do the task, I would speak to them the way I spoke to somebody. Right. So that's exactly how I want to. It's also a good training tool. Like, 'cause if you want to say, if you were taking on a new employee and you had to give him a list of tasks and you wanted to explain to him how to do these things, you can actually map it all out and use it as a training tool, you know?
Yeah.
And literally you can say, oh, within five steps, they should actually know how to do this, you know? So it's a really good tool that you can use it in so many ways. Like it, and it and it can, you could so for instance, I was looking at, was there any little tips about HubSpot, how you can upload contacts easy to HubSpot? And I literally just said, in the app for HubSpot, there's a business card uploader. You can just use it. Now, I was like, I thought I was going to have to photograph and send a PDF into ChatGPT. It would be able to read it, download it into an Excel, and then Excel it up into HubSpot. But they literally just gave me a quicker response. It goes, no need to do that.
Yeah.
So that's how I use it for, like, sometimes, you
Yeah,
know?
it is amazing. Now, I was actually with a car yard the other day, and they've actually used it to rewrite their operations manual. I'm like just going, and he said, we don't outsource that now. They had someone come in, learn how to write it, and they just went, ah, we want this. And it's produced a complete operations manual for the business. I'm just blown away.
Like, as I said to you, things that took hours can now take minutes or seconds. Maybe that's a quote I can have. Actually, I like that one. Things that used to take you hours and days of procrastination can now take you seconds and minutes, literally buying back your time.
It really, really does buy back your time. When people engage you, and you do more than just AI. I know you do a lot more than that. What is your process? If someone goes, oh, what's it going to be like when Christopher walks in my room? Because people get a bit nervy and don't know what to expect. What can they expect when you go to work with them?
Yeah, look, it's a completely transparent, vulnerable, and open dialogue. It's like, as I said to you, there's like when I work with people, like my average client stays with me like 4 years, 3 to 4 years. So like I get to know them on a really personal level, because when you engage with me, it's like a relationship, because I will be thinking about your business, not just when I'm with you for that hour or two. It's like outside, I'll be thinking of ideas. And when somebody engages me to come work with them, it's a full-on in-depth conversation to get to know them and their business and their values and what they really want. Because a lot of people get into business for time and freedom, right? And when you ask somebody, okay, what does that freedom mean to you? And they'll go, just like, having some money in the bank or whatever. Look, what does it mean to you? Like truthfully, like, does that mean that you want to go on 2 holidays a year? Do you want to have, $1 million in the bank in 5 years? Do you want to exit in 5 years? Like, what is that freedom? Because you got into it for, obviously, for the passion of what you do. And obviously, people want to get in for like money and, having that nice lifestyle. So what is it like? What really is it? And some people don't really know, or they did know, and now as they got older, it's changed, but they haven't spent time to define it, And I will ask him that, like, because at the end of the day, there's no point you coming into work, taking on all this stress, taking on all this pressure, if like your profit margins are shithouse and you don't even know what you're going for. And you're like sometimes going home going, what am I doing? So like there's a couple of ways when I approach it. Like I come in from that, because like I've been, obviously, thank God, I've been trained in life coaching and NLP and questioning and getting to the root cause of things, and not just coming in and trying to help people just on one problem. Because business is a whole ecosystem, because it
It
affects your
is.
personal life, it affects your relationships, it affects your stress. Like there's so many things that it affects. So I come in as a whole and I look around the whole ecosystem of your life and see where are the areas that have holes in them. And I literally help you, or to help you design ways and strategies to get what you really want out of this, and actually uncover exactly what your business is at or where it's at, like what your profitability is, what your sales is like, what your marketing is like. Then we can take a good look at it when we know where you're at and go, okay, where do you want to go from here? Like where would you like to be in the next 5 years, 4 years, 3 years, 2 years? Like, and it gives them a good out, because I come in with a non-biased, non-emotional point of view. That I'm able to look at their business without having emotions, without having any attachments, without having any blind spots. I'm able to literally look under their hood and give them a good understanding of where they're at too,
And I
And
think that's
sometimes
the,
people need that.
well, and I think that's the advantage of employing someone like yourself. I've always said that, someone said to me, what's the biggest limiting factor in a business? And I said, well, yourself, me included in that. I'll put my hand up. And I said, that's why you get a business coach. But then you've got to put your faith and your trust and put your ego at the door for a minute and get out of the way and let these
100%.
people help you. And I think
100%, man.
that's part of the thing when people employ you is the trust factor they put into you going, we know you've got their best interests at heart.
And that is the biggest thing, man. Like seriously, from my bottom of my heart, is like when sometimes people are don't want to show me under the hood, or their ego's in the way. And literally, when it comes down to it, like at the end of the day, like I truly love to help people. Like that's just something I've always been born with, something I've always had, something I've always spent time on. And yes, it cost me a lot of time, but also I didn't go against my values. I've always stuck by it. So like when I do like share this with people, sometimes it's very confronting for them, And like you said, that whole ego in the way. And at the end of the day, like, look, I don't ever want to push anybody into anything. At the end of the day, like I truly would love to help anybody. And if anybody does want help, I'll help them. But they've got to come to that conclusion themselves, which I've learned over the years. I used to want to help everybody, but then sometimes you're fighting against the wind. And the thing is, man, when people look at it, the statistics of business owners having a business and having a truly like having a good profitable business, like it's not really in people's favors. It's like as if it's designed to fail. Like the price of wages are gone up, the price of supplies, goods, delivery, like everything's gone up. And people are just living in this, I don't know even how, like they're kind of like hiding behind things and worried and hoping it'll go away. But hoping will never ever get you anywhere,
No,
will
hoping will
never.
No, I've always been, you know, and I'm always a person saying, you know, it's just got to, you've got to take action. And if you're not too sure what action to do, and look, I've been guilty of this as well. You know, I've had a number of businesses. We all get stuck. And it's like, just put your hand up and say, 100%. Hey. And you know, you'll talk to someone like you and you just go, yeah, exactly. You're like, if you're like the rest of us. And we go, oh, thank God for that. We're all the same. We're all the same. We all get stuck. But the ones that are smart put their hand up and go, hey, I'm stuck here. Get me out of this, or get me past this barrier that something's happening that I just can't see. And I think that's the value you bring with your experience to business. You know, and
absolutely. It's like this other thing of like looking, as I said to you, come in and just look at it from a non-emotional point of view and no ego attached to anything, literally coming from the sense of like, you know, wanting to help.
Yeah.
And coming with a new, fresh energy, new, fresh eyes, just seeing those things that people don't see. And sometimes it's mind-blowing for people, you know. Like one company I worked with, and, you know, when I looked in underneath their hood and we looked at their numbers, see, my actual partner, she's a chartered accountant. Right. So she's on my team as well. So it's great. So when we looked under the hood at their numbers, like she helps me analyze them as well. And, you know, there was a product they were selling the most of a month. And what he realized when we pulled him up was that product he was selling the most of was actually costing him money.
Yeah.
So even though he was getting about 40 grand in a month from this one product, he was like, yes, winning, but not really, because it was actually costing him. Every other product was just raising up the bar. And that's why his profit margins were shithouse. But this is the thing, is like, you just, when you can't be over everything, like you're not, especially people who run that $500,000 to like $1.5 million, they don't have that extra income to have an accountant look over or have a CFO look over their numbers or have someone to strategize with them. They're really on their own. They've been doing it from day dot, right?
Yep.
So they have this habit that they've been doing for all these years. They're doing everything themselves, even do the marketing themselves, they do everything themselves. And then they get caught, you know, on these areas that fall behind because they have no one asking them or challenging them on areas of the business, you know?
I think it's absolutely fascinating. What is the best way for someone to contact you to get a conversation with you?
So, yeah, look, best way to contact me is christopher@csolutions.coach.
Yep.
How do you contact me on email?
Are you spelling C-S-E-E, just for those people?
No, it's C for the letter C for cat.
Yeah.
So C.
Yeah.
csolutions.coach.
Yep.
My website is www.c, the letter C for cat, solutions.coach.
Yep.
And then obviously if anybody wants to call me, my number is 04-299-45881, and I'm happy to have a conversation with someone. If anybody's out there and your profit margin is less than 10% and you don't have a true strategy to get ahead and you're looking around questioning, going, right, I have a business, but I don't know if I have a good business or a healthy business and I don't know where I'm going, I'm definitely the person to talk to.
I think that, and the fact that you'll bring the new technology of AI into their business, and I think that those two things combined are just an absolute winning strategy. I really do appreciate your time, Christopher. I know you're a busy man, I know you're always in demand, but I listened to your talk the other day and couldn't wait to get you on the radio.
Nice one. Appreciate the time, man. Appreciate the time.
Not a problem. Thank you very much, mate. Really appreciate it.
All right.